For close to 140 years, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has brought joy, laughter, and amazing feats to millions of kids, and kids at heart. Nearly 100 performers from 11 countries are part of the latest edition of Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus. Alex and Vincent Acero are from the South American country of Colombia, and have been clowns with the circus for 3 years. Recently, the two brothers performed for students in Northern Virginia.
I think the best part is you see the kids, the fathers and mothers, laughing about it. You do, I think it's the best thing you have.
They're having it's fun.
Having such a diverse cast speaking so many different languages might seem challenging to some, but the Acero brothers say it is part of the fun of being in the circus.
Everybody speaks a little bit English in the show, so they teach you, like I teach the Chinese guys how to say some things in Spanish, and they teach me how to say in Chinese. So we speak like three languages, Spanish, English, and Chinese with the Chinese guys, who is the same thing with the Bulgarian guys, the Russian guys.
In addition to the clowns, there are many other performers such as trapeze artists, acrobats, and high wire acts. But for many, it is the animal acts that are the main attraction. Ken Feld, producer of the Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, is especially fond of the elephants.
If I have one favorite thing in all of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey, it's the elephants. It's a love for these creatures that you could just sit and watch hour after hour after hour. They are smart animals, they love performing, and what they can do is truly amazing.
But animal rights groups like People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals strongly object to the use of elephants and other animals in circus performances. They argue the animals are physically mistreated and forced to live in inhumane conditions. Ringling Brothers denies these accusations. While many in the crowd are concerned for the animals, when the lights go down, their attention turns to the show, an experience that the late writer Ernest Hemingway once said, is the only spectacle I know that, while you watch it, gives the quality of a truly happy dream. Jeff Foyer, VOA News.